Well, the question of the day is, what's it going to be like facing Adrian Peterson in the first game of the season next year?
You know, me and Adrian, you know, I've been knowing Adrian for a long time now, you know. Played with the guys for 7 years, and you know he was also a great running back, but he also was a great player on and off the field, you know. And you know, it was hard to see him go, but at the same time, you know, it's gonna be fun going out there and finally get to go hit him. You know, we always talked about it, you know, because you were never able to touch him during practice, so you always had to run by him and, you know, tag off. But you know, I think it's gonna be a fun opportunity now, because every time we do, I'd be like, oh I can't wait. But now, you know, now we get the opportunity to go out there and really hit him. So, you know, it's gonna be a fun time to play against him in New Orleans. But you know, it's hard to see him go, but at the same time, it's gonna be fun playing against him.
It looked like it was headed this way. Were you surprised at all when it finally did happen?
I don't know, man. I don't know the odds about that. Opening up with the Saints week one, you know, and all of a sudden they signed Adrian. So I think the NFL had a little inside scoop on what was going on. So the schedule came out, and then it came in, you know, that he went to the Saints. So I think the NFL had a little inside scoop on what was going on. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, our team's going to be ready. You know, we're gonna prepare each and every week. And, you know, just not to face Adrian Peterson, to face the whole team. You know, this is the team game, the best team game, and we got to go out there and play for four quarters to be able to beat these guys when the time comes.
How do you separate your feelings? I mean, it's a business, obviously, but Adrian's someone you shared your friendship with in the locker room. Now all of a sudden he's on the other side of the ball.
It's a business, man. You know, this game is a business, man. You know, you see great ones always go from Jared Allen's to, you know, Adrian Peterson. So it's a part of the business, man. You know, it's tough to see them guys go when they do it, because Jared Allen, he was a big role model to me. But it's a business at the end of the day. You know, you got 236 guys coming, 252 guys coming in each and every year. So you always got to be on your A game. You always got to come and bring your best, your best foot forward. And, you know, for his situation, you know, it was just, you know, it's a business, you know, and I hate to see him go, but it's just a business.
Everson, to see how that your season ended, and then to see how the rest of the NFL went, you know, with teams that don't give up. I think X was saying that defensive-wise, looking back at some games, that the defense kind of gave up a little bit at some of the games.
Yeah. You know, you always go back and look at tape, and we got to try harder. We got to run to the ball. We got to swarm the ball. We got to do a lot more things. But for the most part, we just got to keep on. The margin for error in the NFL is very small, and it's a team game. So the biggest thing for me is that, you know, going back, watching myself, is that we got to get off blocks quicker as a D-line. We got to go out there and hit them, and we got to go out there and swarm to the ball. And, you know, we got to eliminate some explosive plays and, you know, and help the offense out even more by, you know, giving them shorter field position, stopping them down there, and just doing our job.
How closely do you follow what goes on, especially on the other side of the ball, for you guys, the changes that have come in? I mean, you're going to be facing different guys in practice when it's ones and ones.
Like I've been saying, this is the biggest. I've been here for 7 years, going on my 8th season now. Just so many new faces on the other side of the ball. But, you know, change is good. We got fresh new faces out here working each and every day. So I think the biggest thing is now is that, you know, we all just get to that team chemistry, you know, building that team chemistry. And it starts with OTAs, phase one, phase two, phase three, and we go out there and we become a team. You know, we go back and you really go look at film and grade yourself hard and figure out what can you do better to help our team win. And, you know, and just plug people in where they need to be plugged in. You know, I believe in our staff, our organization, that they're going to make the right decisions to help us win. And the biggest thing is now is that going out there and just becoming a team, grinding each and every day to become that team that we know we can.
Were you surprised that the Vikings didn't re-sign a lot of their own free agents?
What I worry about is doing my job, man. At the end of the day, you know, that's I'm here to put my hand in the dirt and rush the passer, stop the run. I'm not here to make the business decision calls or who to sign back. Only thing I could do is go out there and help my team win by giving my best effort each and every day, by being the captain that I've been for the past 2 years and leading my team, leading the D-line, and try to lead the team into, you know, a better season. So on that, I don't know. That's not my decision to make.
What was the message to you guys, kind of resetting things for this year?
Oh, we're going to grind, man. We're going to grind. Biggest thing he told me, you know, I think I took it easy on you guys, you know. Just don't forget I got 3 hours to go out there and practice. So if I don't like it in an hour and a half that I give, we got 3 hours of practice. So, You know, so so hopefully, you know, the guys know that, and that we, you know, we go out there and practice good each and every week. But the biggest thing is that, you know, we just got to change our mentality and change our attitude, and, you know, and know that 8-8 isn't good enough, you know, and know that we have to get back on track. And that starts by winning this close games. You know, we lost a lot of close games last year, and we got to figure out how to win those.
So you don't expect a softer Zimmer, does it?
No, absolutely not. You know, absolutely not.
Your personal offseason, I think, was it last year you changed a little bit of your approach in the offseason? Do you think that helped, and we can kind of take that into this offseason too?
Yeah, man, I think each year, you know, it's a stepping stone. Each guy, you got to involve your game, you got to involve your thinking, you got to, you know, football is mostly mental, but, you know, you got to involve how you work out, how you're smart on your body, because it's a long season, man. So, you know, you got to grind hard, but you got to grind smart, and that's what I've been doing. You know, I feel in good shape, and the biggest thing is now just, you know, to come out here and just, you know, be happy back, be with the fellas, you know, laugh, have some good giggles, talk about the offseason, and try to get everything back in order to, you know, when phase three hits and we got OTAs to, you know, start selling it through those, and, you know, start building that foundation. You know, it all starts with that solid foundation, and, you know, and starting there. And so,
Everson, you had some good battles against Riley Reiff over the years. What were your impressions of him, facing him in Detroit the past several seasons?
I mean, you know, he's a competitor. He's a competitor. He's going to compete on each and every down. He's a good pass blocker. He's a good run blocker. You know, that's why we got, you know, the best goes against the best each and every day. So iron sharpens iron, like Coach Zimmer says. So we're going to go out there and we're going to work each and every day to make each other better and make our team better. You know, I'm not going to talk about his knee issues and what's going on with that, but, you know, we want him back. You know, Sharif, when he's healthy, he's a very elite three technique, and, you know, I just, I'm praying for him, and I'm hoping that, you know, everything starts acting right so he can get back to where we need him to be.
How's he doing emotionally?
He's good. You know, he's good. You know, I try to crack the jokes here and there, and, you know, but I think he's doing all right, you know, but it'd be tough on the guy. I know it'd be tough on me.
You talk about the mentality of the team. You come in here refreshed, but with so many new guys, is it hard to transfer, like, the anger into the next season over what was lost last season? Or what do you do? What's the mentality group-wise then?
Anger, no. There's no anger. You know, you got to – that's why you really dive in hard into the tape, and you really criticize yourself bad, and you see what you could do better, and you let go last year. Now you got to move forward. And
is there anything specific that maybe Zimmer said that he's going to be harder on you guys, and would you kind of agree that maybe – needed possibly
running to the ball. I feel like for the defense, we got to be more we got to get to the ball better. We got to execute better, you know. And when it comes down to the close situation, we can't be selfish, you know. If you're tired, you got to come off the field. You got to give another guy a shot. You know, it's all about the rotation. And I feel like we just got to go out there and just execute each and every play. But I think the biggest thing is running to the ball, you know, and being hungry, you know, being a guy that always want to make the play, and, you know, and that's by running to the ball.
Have you talked to Adrian and said you can't wait to hit him?
No, I haven't texted him, but I need to. But yeah, I can't wait to hit him. It's going to be fun. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Matt.